So we have a decision of the Social Democrat group in the European Parliament. Can you tell us briefly what does this decision say about Mr. Adrian Severin?
Well, our principle is zero tolerance in relation to corruption and bribes. And as Mr. Severin does not accept this kind of zero tolerance, he was asked to resign. Until now, he is not ready to resign. Therefore, we asked him to leave the group because we cannot have a member of our group who is not accepting that he did make a mistake and is resigning, as two other members of the European Parliament did it. And that is our position. We have a very clear position concerning in small elements of bribe and corruption, and therefore we cannot tolerate to have Mr. Severin as a member.
Did the Social Democrat group expect that Mr. Severin will resign in the in the first day after the scandal?
Absolutely. And we still hope and expect him to resign because it does damage to himself, damage to his party at home, damage to the parliament. And I think no responsible person can live with doing so much damage to friends and supporters of him in the past.
Was there any member of the Social Democrat group that supported Mr. Severin?
We did not have a group meeting. We had a meeting of the bureau, and there was unanimous position of the bureau of the group, and therefore it's a very clear position.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the Romanian Socialist Party should have requested Mr. Severin to resign from his position as a member of the European Parliament before the decision of the Social Democrat group in the EU Parliament announced this?
I don't interfere into the internal affairs of Romania and the party. The only thing I want to say is that everybody should make it clear that there is no tolerance for corruption, bribe, and these kind of activities. A member of the European Parliament is paid by the citizens to do his job, and he cannot do the same job being paid by private institutions. This is not acceptable, and that should be very clear to everybody.
Mm-hmm. But did the Social Democrat group expected a firm decision yesterday from the Romanian Socialists?
Look, again, the Romanian Socialists have to take their decision. What we expected is that Mr. Severin has the courage and the character to resign and not make it difficult either for his party, not for us, nor for the parliament. And again, I hope that everybody sees and follows the decision of the socialists in the European Parliament and make a clear distance from Mr. Severin.
Mm-hmm. But in his last statement, public statement a few minutes ago, Mr. Severin told the press, Romanian press, that he has no reason for resigning from his European Parliament post. And how do you comment this? And if there is any way, any procedural way that the European Parliament or the SD group make him leave his position?
No, I think, first of all, morally he has every reason to resign and to leave the European Parliament, but there is no possibility to force somebody. Because he has been elected by the people. If he can justify his staying in the parliament before the people who voted for him, that's up to him. But I cannot imagine that the citizens and voters in Romania want somebody in the European Parliament who is grossly misusing his position for private business. I think this is a very, very bad picture he gives of politics. Because the picture is you use your political position not in the interest of your citizens who voted for you, but in the interest of your pocket. And that's, I think, not what a socialist should be.
We have now an official inquiry, in internal inquiry at the European Parliament. Do you think that after this, the conclusion of this inquiry, Mr. Severin, if he doesn't resign, could be forced to do this after the official inquiry? Is this a possibility?
No, I don't think that you can be forced, but I think the vast majority of parliamentarians will make it very clear to Mr. Severin that his presence is not welcome. Whatever his merits in the past have been, this action he took and the way he deals with his action is very unacceptable. You know, two other members resigned who have then perhaps been partly less active even. In this case, and he does not, that gives not a good picture, and I think he absolutely destroys his own credibility and his own image, and that's very bad. The real victim is his image of the whole case.
To conclude, in your opinion, what impact will have this scandal on the European Parliament?
A very bad impact. The image is, of course, at least shaken, and I think we have to take even stricter measures concerning these kind of activities and personal misuse of political position. You never can exclude that some people circumvent all the rules, but at least we have to make it very clear to the public that European Parliament is not a place for people who take money in addition to their own, in any way not low salary. If you think to what the median citizens of Romania earns, that we have to make very clear to the public, that the vast majority of parliamentarians is working according to the to the task they have been given by the citizens and is not working for their own pocket.
Do you think after this scandal the European Parliament will regulate more strictly the activities of lobby, maybe put in some punishments in similar cases like this is?
Yes, I think it is necessary to make a strict lobby register. For both, I think we have to have stricter rules for members and stricter rules for lobby groups.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time and